she walked out and left me hanging.
Scandalous emails.
I found pictures of her with him.
Secret instant messages.
Just Andrea?
Whoa.
An online love triangle.
We'd sleep together and the next day he would become a jerk.
All under one roof.
He was going to grow drugs.
Email leads to blackmail.
She was blackmailing me.
He threatened to shoot him.
Judge Judy.
That is not going to happen.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old liquor store manager Jared Day is suing his ex-girlfriend, 33-year-old Tammy Foster, for unpaid rent. Tammy is countersuing for harassment, defamation of character, and for the loss of her job as a security agent.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 89 on the calendar in the matter of Day versus Foster. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats.
Mr. Day, according to the complaint that I've read, you and the defendant were boyfriend and girlfriend living together for a period of time. Mm-hmm. You rented an apartment together, you signed a lease together, and sort of in the middle of that lease, the defendant moved out. You want her to be responsible for the months remaining on the lease.
Yes.
When did you move in together?
On August 15th.
Of 2000?
Yes.
And when did the defendant move out?
She moved out on around March 16th.
Had she paid March's rent?
She did.
So it's April, May, June, and July?
Yes.
All right. Now, who else lives in the apartment now?
Me and my roommate.
Okay, so you have a roommate now.
I did find a roommate.
Good. When did you find a roommate?
On May 1st.
So that the roommate is paying rent?
Yes.
Perfect. So that the only month that's in question is April.
Well, she did walk out on the lease, on a signed lease, and she walked out on it.
So?
She walked out and left me hanging to be evicted, to have my credit ruined.
Well, Mr. Day, right now, your damages, if any, are the month of April. You don't expect to get paid from your roommate and the defendant. You certainly don't think that that's fair, do you?
I don't think it's fair that she walked out on a signed lease.
We're here talking about money.
Yes.
And your damages. We'll get to why she walked out and whether she should be responsible for any part of it in a moment. But right now you have a roommate, male or female?
Male.
And you found this roommate through an ad or he was a friend?
He was actually just a new acquaintance. Somebody I basically just met and said, hey, do you need a room? And he's like, yeah.
So we're talking about the month of April only, because she paid March, she moved out in March, you found somebody else to room with for the remainder of the lease, so we have no problem there. Now, Ms. Foster, tell me why you should not be responsible for half of April's rent.
Well, first off, in January when we broke up, we had discussed living out the lease together because we had two bedrooms, and we said that we would attempt to do that. Well, by February, we had broken up when he had been speaking to this girl on the internet night after night after night. And so by February, he had done that so often and on the phone as well that emotionally I was having a hard time staying there. So in early February, I said that I couldn't stay. And in January, we had an agreement. We said as long as we're both paying rent here, I won't have other men in the apartment and he wouldn't have other women in the apartment. So I had moved out on March 10th. My plan was to move out on the 15th.
Shh, don't interrupt. She didn't interrupt you.
My plan was to move out on the 15th, but I ended up moving out on the 10th. So April was coming. My friends and my boss at work were saying, I can't believe you're going to pay another month's rent.
Don't tell me what they were saying.
Okay.
And, just tell me what you did.
When you're not living there. And I said, well, I'm going to pay the rent. So I sent the rent check, and that weekend...
Who did you send it to?
To the landlord. And I had that week spoke to Jared, and he had said, you know, if you need to do laundry, you can go ahead and do it. And I said, well, if you're not there, what do I do? And he said, go ahead and do it. So I had gone to the apartment to do some laundry when he wasn't home and went in and found pictures of the girlfriend he and I broke up over, found pictures of her with him in the apartment the first week of April, had the dates. They had gone to Estes Park and stayed in the Stanley Hotel on his 10-day vacation, and they had also spent time in the apartment, and there were pictures of her in the apartment. I immediately was a little frustrated or, you know, emotional. And I think I picked up a picture of her in the apartment, set it against his computer with a note. And the next day was Monday.
What was the note? Can I see?
The note, I don't remember what it says, but I was emotional. I wrote a note, I left it. I couldn't believe that he had a woman in the apartment and I was paying rent when we had agreed not to do that. So the next day was a Monday, Monday the 9th, and I went to the bank and the check had not gone through yet and I stopped payment on it. I went straight to work. I called the landlady. I said, I'm sorry, I've stopped payment on April's check. She said, well, he's either going to have to pay the full rent today or he's evicted.
Ms. Foster, was there any reason why you chose to leave rather than having Mr. Day leave?
At the time when we had broken up, he had become very, one minute being very, very nice to me and trying to get close to me. We'd sleep together or something, and then the next day he would become this really, what I'd like to call a jerk. So, yeah, the reason that I just said I will move out is because he wasn't offering a solution.
He wasn't offering to move out?
No.
Well, Mr. Day, in February or March, when the two of you decided that you were no longer going to be a couple.
Yes.
But live in the apartment together just as friends. You remember that?
To fulfill the lease.
That was in January.
I got it, Mr. Day. Did you have an agreement that neither of you would bring in anyone of the opposite sex into the apartment?
While we were both in the apartment, yes, we did. She moved out on...
I would like you to just answer my questions.
Okay, yes.
In February or March, the two of you sat down and had a discussion. And the discussion was, we're going to finish out the lease and just be roommates. And I will pay my half the rent.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And while we're finishing out the lease, neither one of us will bring in any person of the opposite sex into the apartment.
While we were both living there.
I don't believe that that statement was made, Mr. Day, and I'm going to tell you why. Because at the time that you sat down and had the discussion, it was anticipated that you both would still be living there. You never anticipated that she was going to move out.
May I speak?
And I'm not finished yet. When I'm finished, you did not anticipate at that conversation that she was going to move out and still continue to pay rent. Because as far as you knew, everything was going to be okay. She had a bedroom, you had a bedroom, you were going to work out the lease, finish it out for the few months, and then either one of you or both of you would be on your way. So I don't believe that at that point you said to her, as long as we're both still actually living here, but if you move out because you can't take it, then I'm free to move my girlfriend in and you still pay the rent. That would be stupid. That would be stupid. Now
that
you can
would
talk.
Be.
Yeah, right. So it didn't happen. It's stupid. It didn't happen.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jared Day says his ex-girlfriend Tammy Foster owes him for breaking a lease. Tammy says she moved out because Jared made it unbearable.
Okay. I want to get to your counterclaim.
Can I say a little more about the last subject?
Sure.
After she stopped payment on April's check that she sent in to the landlord, she quit trying to find somebody to sublease the place. We had not found somebody to sublease the place.
I was not going to move out and pay
double rent.
Sir, you have a roommate now. I'm only talking about April's rent. You're not going to get rent from a roommate and from the defendant. That is not going to happen.
She did walk out on a lease.
She walked out, sir, she said, because you made it intolerable
for... She tried to get me evicted.
I'm speaking.
She tried to ruin...
I'm speaking. She moved out because, according to her, while you were living together, you began a relationship with somebody by the name of Andrea?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this Andrea? Whoa. You began a relationship with somebody by the name of Andrea on the internet. And not only were you communicating with her on the internet, but there were telephone calls, etc. Now, that is a good reason for somebody to say, I don't think I can live here. I think she was a real sport by not only paying March's rent, allowing you to have the apartment practically for the entire month of March yourself, but she also paid April's rent.
No, she did not pay April's rent.
Oh, yes, she did. She stopped payment on the check after she came in and found pictures of old Andrea in the apartment, despite the fact that you had an agreement there would be no person of the opposite sex in the apartment while she was paying half the rent. I don't want to hear any more from you. I want to get to your counterclaim.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. After I left on March 10th, Jared would call me pretty much every day after work at my new house. We would talk. we were both hurt. He would talk like he missed me. He would invite me over a lot. I would usually refuse to come over. And probably the second week I had been out, my new roommates, which are both male, were getting ready to move in on April 1st. They were coming over from time to time, pulling up old carpet and fixing things and trying to figure out how they were going to set up their house. At that time, Jared would call and hear them in the background, and he would make comments. Oh, who's that, your new boyfriends? And he would make other more rude comments as a girl with two guys in the house. And then he'd like, are you throwing a party? And are you having a party? And
can we get to what your counterclaim is about, please?
Well, he kept calling me and getting more angry on the phone each time. And finally, I asked him to please stop calling me. At that point, I had shown the apartment to someone. I needed the applications, which he had. So I'd left a message on his answering machine, and it was a Sunday, and he called me back. And I had my roommates in the house moving furniture and things in. He heard them in the background and immediately became angry, and he said, oh, I'll bring the papers over. I said, no, I would rather if you just take them to work, which is about a half a mile from my house. I'll pick them up on my way to work in the morning. He said, no, you're not allowed in where I work ever again. He goes, I'll just bring over the papers. I said, Jared,
Can we please get to what you say is harassment, madam?
He came over. Well, I was downstairs in the basement. My friend Dan was upstairs with a hurt foot. He stormed in the house. I wasn't upstairs. Dan can tell you exactly how that went. He stomped as hard as he could through my house, down my stairs, threw the papers at me, stomped in the same manner back
outside.
That's
not harassment. It's bad manners. Anything else?
1 week later, when I had stopped payment on the check, he sued me for non-payment of rent. 2 days later, he sent an email to my work.
That's what you talk about in your counterclaims, not stomping around your house. The email to your work.
He sent an email to my work. I got to work on the 12th. The first thing that happened was my supervisor called me in regards to the email.
Can I see the email, please?
I had no idea what he was talking about at first. And he said, well, security would be getting a hold of me. Well, I worked in security.
Could I see the email, too?
Of course.
Within a couple hours...
Shh.
If you notice...
Shh.
The other emails he sent are conversations Andrea and I had on a few occasions.
There was only two emails.
You have copies of those?
No, I don't.
Who initiated the emails between you and Andrea?
Well, back when their relationship first began, I had seen her ID, caller number.
Just a second. Give me an answer. I did or she did?
Yes. I had an email that Jared had sent to her in my box, and I sent that to her.
So you initiated the conversation with her?
She got into
it.
I'm not asking you anything. You initiated. Now, I don't see any threats. You talk about in your memo to her employer.
Right.
You talk in terms of...
I did ask if I could see that first.
Yes, sure.
Is that the whole thing?
I did want to say, it's the whole thing. I emailed it to you from...
See, is this the whole thing, Judge?
Uh-huh.
See, this is only the heading of what I sent. I forwarded a bunch more emails where she was blackmailing me, threatening to tell my brother blah, 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 and
threatening to tell your brother what?
That all the money that he's given me, she was going to tell him what it was for, quote, unquote.
What was it for?
What it was really for.
What was it for?
It was for paying bills.
So why was that a threat? That's not a threat.
Well,
I said
it was
a
threat when she wrote it to
me,
and she said that she would call my brother if I did not pay rent.
No, I said...
So she was going to call your brother and tell your brother that all the money he
was
giving you... I'm speaking. She was going to call your brother, according to you, and tell your brother that all the money he was giving to you was going to pay rent and bills?
Yes.
Yes. And you were afraid that she was going to tell your brother something else that you were doing with the money. Is that a fair statement? Mr. Day, when you said she was blackmailing me, is it a fair statement that you were afraid she was going to tell your brother that you were using the money that your brother was sending you for something else?
No, I had no fear in this.
So if you had no fear, she couldn't have blackmailed you, sir.
But she was trying.
Just a minute. You were going to call and tell his brother that he was using the money his brother was sending him for drugs? Is that what you were going to tell him? Look at me. Is that what you were going to tell him?
When he called me and I said...
Is that what you were going to tell his brother?
Yes. Not for drugs, no, ma'am.
Not for what?
He was going to buy equipment to grow drugs.
To grow drugs?
Which he did.
I knew it had to have something to do with drugs.
I'm speaking.
Now, is it true that you used the computer in your office to communicate on one or more occasions to old Andrea?
Yes, ma'am.
So that part of his memo to your employer is not a lie?
No, and they commented on that.
Just a minute, it's not a lie?
No.
Now, his fear, can I have that thing back, please?
I have copies of the emails that she sent
me. Did I ask you anything?
Just thought you might like to see them.
When I want to see something from you, Miss Andrea, I will ask you. The only other thing that's in this email that caused concern was he fears for his life. I fear that she will try to blackmail me even through my mother and my brother. Who knows what else she is capable of if she finds out that I have done this. Now, so you're saying that part of the memo.
And the shoot part, that I would shoot her.
And they want to stay anonymous so that she, Tammy Foster, doesn't want to come and shoot me. He doesn't say that you've ever threatened to shoot him.
I haven't.
He said it was in his mind, along with a lot of other stuff. So if your employer took this memo, and what you're saying is you suffered any consequence as a result of the memo, you really shouldn't have.
Well, immediately after the email had been brought to my attention, I had to have a meeting with them and a report and an interview in case of any liability. They felt that a threat today of any kind has to be checked out legally or they're ignoring it. That was all put into my file. That day I had spoke to my sister, read her the email. She'd been with the company since they started. And she said, Tammy, they're going to fire you over this. And I said,
no, you can't tell me what she said to you. That's hearsay.
Okay. The person who had hired me had recently been terminated when this came out. My immediate supervisor had let us know that the new person was going to be coming. He would be reviewing our files. I found out I would be making $10,000 more a year in about 4 weeks.
And then you were fired.
And then as soon as the new person came in, he was there for 4 days. He came and fired me.
Okay, madam, you have to sustain a burden of proof on the issue of defamation, which caused you injury, by having a witness prepared to testify that the reason you were fired is because of this email. Do you understand? You don't have that. That would be the new person who was hired who would be prepared to testify to me that in reviewing your file, everything else was fine with the one exception of this email, and based upon this email alone, that person elected to fire you. You don't have that proof. Do you understand?
Yes, good. But it was also damaging to my reputation.
Of course it was. It may have been damaging to your reputation, but he didn't say anything that was a lie.
He's in fear for his life.
Oh, he might be in fear for his life. Who knows what goes on in his mind, but he never said you threatened to shoot him. He never said you threatened to shoot him.
Right.
He said, in my mind, I'm afraid she might shoot me if she finds out that I was the one who sent this email. Do you understand the difference? But he's not entitled to any money for rent. I think he and Andrea should have a very nice time in the apartment. Your case is dismissed. This is your counterclaim. Goodbye.
Parties are excused.
Judge
you
Judy,
may step out.
I'm just glad to be done with this psychotic incident.
I would never involve, you know, somebody's career into a dispute.
I'd like to hear what she's saying about me behind my back right now.
He was seeing some girl he didn't know in Chicago who's a stripper.
I think she's crazy.
I was going to call his brother and tell him what the money he was borrowing was really for.
There's no reason I should be involved in any of this.
I've been trying to work for this company for 2.5 years, and that's gone.
The breakup is between them.
I lost a really good opportunity.